The big switch to all digital TV could be pushed back. Congress will spend part of the day discussing the option backed by President Obama and the Senate. The House is expected to follow suit and approve the DTV delay bill. The concern is that up to 6 million households aren't ready for the change, despite the years-long effort to get the word out. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
Wells Fargo is scuttling plans for a 4-day corporate meeting in Las Vegas. The banking giant says it has canceled the event scheduled for the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino later this month. The gathering was supposed to be a 4-day business meeting and recognition event for employees, but has been the target of a lot of negative publicity. The New York Mets say their naming rights deal with Citigroup is still in place. Warren Levinson reports from New York.
The stadium the New York Mets will open the month after next is still called Citi Field, and, says Mets Chief Operating Officer Jeff Wilpon, Citi Field it will remain despite political pressure for the troubled bank to cancel because it's getting federal bailout money. Wilpon says the $400 million 20-year deal is good for both the Mets and Citigroup.
We hope that they're going to move forward, and we're going to help them move forward, hopefully, with our brand and their brand, and be successful together.
Wilpon says there are 44 companies with bailout money and naming or sponsorship agreements. He asks, how come Citigroup's the only one getting this kind of pressure? Warren Levinson, New York.
This year's dominant flu strain is flexing its muscle against the main weapon being used to fight it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says nearly 100% of this year's most common influenza bug is immune to Tamiflu. The medical community prefers it over the number two flu treatment, Relenza, because Tamiflu can be taken as a pill or liquid. Kaylee Anthony's grandfather is out of the hospital after a suicide scare. Family attorney Brad Conway tells the Orlando Sentinel that 57-year-old George Anthony was released Tuesday night. George Anthony's daughter has been charged with killing the Florida toddler. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And I do hope that you're going to give serious consideration to what you're going to hear today, because our guest is one of my favorites. It's Patrick Wood. And Patrick, back in the late 1970s, was working with our friend Professor Anthony Sutton. He used to live right here in Santa Cruz, where I live. And he was a scholar at the Hoover Institute for many years, until, of course, he began telling the truth about how we were financing the communists in Russia, who were financing the North Vietnamese, who were financing the Viet Cong that were killing our boys in South Vietnam at the time. And the American people aren't supposed to know that sort of thing. And actually told me, Professor Sutton told me, when he went back to his office after after he'd given the talk there to the Republicans at the Republican nominating commission. It was one of the committees there at the Republican Party. Why, his name had been taken off the door. His telephone had been disconnected. He was banned in the basement for the rest of the time he had a contract. The last thing they want for the people to know is what's really going on any more than they want them to know today. That we're fighting the Taliban over there, and they're fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, but they're being funded by our good friends in Saudi Arabia, who are such good friends of the Bush family, and they're being funded by the Pakistani, who we're funding with $3 billion a year. What's wrong with this picture? We fund the Pakistanis, and they fund the Taliban, and the Taliban kill American soldiers. It's like deja vu all over again. Well, I said Patrick is one of the world's leading experts. He is the world's leading expert, as far as I'm concerned. On the Trilateral Commission, he and Tony Sutton wrote several books about it. Pat's been studying it ever since then. And you can't understand anything going on today until you understand this little group of about 87 people, North American Americans, who are North American members of the Trilateral Commission, the North American group of the Trilateral Commission, and they control every successive administration. But I'm going to let Patrick tell you about it. And if you think things are going to be any different under the Obama administration, why, of course, I would not trust your judgment to invest in the stock market today. I'll tell you that. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, good afternoon, Dr. Stan. We indeed, the Obama administration is full of appointments of members of the Trilateral Commission, and this just follows in the footsteps of Jimmy Carter and the Reagan administration, first Bush administration, the Carter administration, the second Bush administration. These same people have had virtually total control over certain areas of our administration, including the trade apparatus, the economic apparatus, the money, certainly the money apparatus, and the State Department. And because of their domination of these areas, they've been able to implement their policies over the last 35 years. They've done it very well. They have indeed created a new international economic world, and it's broken beyond repair. And now these are the same people telling us that they're going to offer a solution to us.
Of course, their solution is a one-world government, ever more control over our government, over our lives, destruction of our Constitution, destruction of our freedom, destruction of the sovereignty of the United States. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Well, it is, and that's, unfortunately, that's the way it is. You know, people ask, well, how are they offering solutions today? Well, just as an example, President Obama has created an economic recovery committee. It's been widely publicized. It consists of a number of economists that meet daily and report to the president directly. This economic recovery committee is chaired by Paul Volcker, who was the former Federal Reserve Chairman under Jimmy Carter. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission, and he's probably one of the most nefarious original members of the Trilateral Commission that started back in 1973. And this is the man who is being called upon to get us out of the trouble that we're in. Many people would look back at Volcker's policy in the late 70s and early 80s as being the policies that set us up for the total hosing that we have today. It's the same old worn-out stuff. My analysis of this is nothing will ever change in our country until we get rid of these trilateral types and just literally just run them off the shores of America and run them out of Washington and run them out of New York.
And
I don't know if that can happen.
But of course, the Secretary of the Treasury, who's also part of this advisory committee, comes from that's Timothy Geithner. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. The Bilderbergers, the CFR, the Group of 30, and then you got Lawrence Summers. Summers, he said he's not Trilateral Commission. He's just Group of 30, Bilderbergers, and CFR. But they all come from the same little group. And they're all going to follow the same policies, and they've created the problem, and they're going to solve the problem by destroying the sovereignty of our nation. I'm fear they're going to destroy the solvency of our currency. I mean, certainly you cannot just keep printing more and more and more money without eventually destroying its value. And I don't see that anything they've done so far has done anything to stop the downward cascade of jobs and industry and of our economy. Do you?
Well, I don't. And Dr. Stanis, it can be likened to the fact that the U.S. border in Mexico was not closed after the 9/11 attacks. People have asked the question for almost, 8, 9 years now, why wasn't the border closed? Why isn't the border closed now? Why are legal aliens, including people from other parts of the world, to sneak in through primarily through Mexico? Why has the border never been shut? And it can't be answered unless you understand that the intention was never to shut the border in the first place. That was never in their mind, and the administration basically just says we will do what we want to do, and they stonewall any action to close up the border that was started by legislators and so on. And they've done pretty much the same thing right now with the financial activity. Why aren't these gaping holes closed up in our financial system? And the answer is, if they wanted to close them, they would. They could easily do it. But it's the same people who started this mess 35 years ago that now are still in absolute control of the apparatus that controls these things. They have no intention of closing the holes.
And I think we have to understand that what they really want to do is destroy this country. This is what globalization is about. It's about shipping our manufacturing, our industries overseas. This is what global warming is all about. It's about raising the price of electricity and any means of power so high that countries just can't function here, and lowering our living standards because we're going to have to pay so much for gasoline down the line. Not right now. We're just getting a honeymoon. But down the line, they're going to run the price of power, of electricity, of everything up so high that we won't be able to afford it. We'll live like people in a third world country. And then they want to bring in all the illegal immigrants to take the jobs of our people. They want to redistribute our wealth, not their wealth, because either some of the wealthiest people in the world, but they want to distribute our wealth and impoverish the American people. And people are going to have to wake up sooner or later. I just hope it's sooner.
Well, yes, I know. The hypocrisy of these people is just beyond description. You've touched on a little bit. While they would tell us to, shame on us for wanting to be protectionist and taking care of Americans first, President Obama put in a Buy American clause into the stimulus plan, and it set Europe off in a flaming tizzy, threatened a trade war, and said, you better withdraw that, Buster, or you're really going to get it. But they're so anti-protectionist at this point that protectionists are actually evil people. If you want to take care of your own country, you're selfish, you're narrow-minded, you're only concerned about yourself, and you don't care whether the rest of the world dies and goes to you know where. Yet, while they're telling us that we're selfish, they are continuing to execute all the plans, like the $750 billion bailout plan, that puts money into their pockets by the billions and billions of dollars.
I think it's more like trillions. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Pat Wood, and we're simply talking about this little group of people who really controls the government. And, of course, they've created this problem, this long-range plan. It was Alan Greenspan, member of the Trilateral Commission, who was encouraging people to take out these adjustable-rate mortgages and get into these other predatory lending programs, and he knew it was going to happen. He was being repeatedly warned by people even on the Federal Reserve Board that this was going to end in disaster, and certainly all the 50 state attorney generals wanted to do something about it. That was the story of Elliot Spitzer when he finally wrote an article back in February of last year, February 18th to be exact, appeared in the Washington Post, telling how all the state attorney generals wanted to intervene and stop the predatory lending practices before they destroyed our financial system. And 3 weeks later, the FBI leaked a story, intentionally, purposely, maliciously leaked a story about Elliot Spitzer's liaison with a high-paid prostitute to destroy his career, to punish him and anybody else who wanted to let the American people know that this was all planned and set up and designed, of course, to bring us to where we are today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with people who are a lot smarter than we are, who control the wealth of the world, and the desire is really to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, to destroy the value of our currency, and to impoverish our people. And there's not one person in 1,000 across America who has any idea what's going on. But you pick up the story, Pat.
Yes, Dr. Stan. Tony's and my final conclusion after we debated and interviewed several members of the Trilateral Commission back in the 70s and 80s were that although they were extremely paternalistic in their views toward, you know, their treating of other people like the little people of the country, by that I mean, you know, well, of course, you know, we're only looking after your best interest, you know. Aside from that, we found them to be particularly not bright people. And this was, I mean, maybe it's just compared to Tony and I. I don't know if we're just more analytical or whatever, but we did not find anyone, any one of these people that we debated, to be particularly bright, sharp, or, you know, really in touch with what was going on in the world. And my guess is that that probably hasn't changed too much now, but the underlying baseness of the human condition, the greed, the selfishness, the ego, these seem to be the things that are really the major aspects of the, you know, the personalities of these bigwigs. They really are, I think they're really out of touch. But they have the money. The key is they can do basically whatever they want to do. They don't always work necessarily in their own best self-interest. I think a lot of them right now would be happy not to lose a few billion dollars or more by having the stock market go down and so on. But nevertheless, you know, they move along sometimes like bull in a china shop, and whatever disaster hits, they will use the crisis to further the long-standing goals that they've had to create this, you know, a new global governance situation with them at the top. They really honestly believe, most of them really believe, that they have better answers than everybody else. The rest of us are just, you know, poor dumb sheep who happen to find ourselves, you know, doing what we do. But because they go to the Yales, they go to the Harvards, they go to, you know, the B. Rhodes Scholars and so on, that they and only they are qualified to offer solutions for the rest of the world.
Sort of the old noblesse oblige, you know, we got to look after you common folks. What's the relationship between the Trilateral Commission and the State Department? What's the relationship between the Trilateral Commission and the Department of Defense? What's the relationship between the Trilateral Commission and the World Bank and the certainly the World Trade Organization, or at least our trade representatives and the Fed?
I only wish that I could get, you know, people in leadership positions in our country to just consider the statistics that since 1973, six out of eight of the World Bank presidents have been members of the Trilateral Commission. Eight out of ten of the U.S. trade representatives that created all these crazy treaties like NAFTA and CAFTA were members. The president and or vice president of every election except for the current one has at least one member and sometimes two of the commission. Seven out of 12 secretaries of state have been members of the Trilateral Commission, and nine out of 12 secretaries of defense. Now, that's not an analysis of the entire government, you understand, but those are some of the key positions that they needed to dominate in order to implement their policy of a new economic world order. They control the defense establishment, the monetary establishment, the Secretary of State, where all the foreign policy and so on is implemented, which has been instrumental for globalization. They've controlled the entire trade mechanism, and of course the World Bank. This doesn't mention the Chairman of the Federal Reserve, which since 1973, Paul Volcker was a member, and he served for several years. Alan Greenspan assumed the position after him. He was a member, and he ran, I think, what was it, for 18 years plus.
And, 87 until
Bernanke come in, and Bernanke is not a member of the commission. But
Arthur Burns was.
Surrounded by members of the commission still. Timothy Geithner, for some time, has been president of the New York Fed. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. So they've dominated these key positions over a period of time. And today, even with the new administration coming in, who swore that they would bring change to Washington, shades of Jimmy Carter, by the way, that they would bring real change to Washington, that they wouldn't let lobbyists, get a foothold. Obama's already appointed 11 members of the Trilateral Commission to key positions, and again, the same old stuff. Five of these people are involved with the State Department. The intelligence community is completely dominated by them. The National Security Advisor and Deputy National Security Advisor both are members of the Trilateral Commission. And the Director of National Intelligence is a member of the Trilateral Commission. I would say that alone would be reasons for somebody to be nailed. That would, in other words, that would be a breach of common sense to have three people from the same organization controlling the entire security apparatus of our country, where they would have opportunity for collusion. It's just inconceivable that somebody would not have jumped on this along the way.
And because they hold meetings, they know exactly what they're doing. Those meetings are, you can never find out what they've already said there. I mean, they've had some meetings where, of course, they'll publish a record. But the inner workings of this small little clique of people who control our government and make mockery of the concept of the two-party system, you're never going to know what's really said in the inner sanctum there. But their ultimate goal is a one-world government and control of the economics and finances and commerce of the whole world. And certainly the best description of what they're up to would come from Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. And I know you're well acquainted with that.
Absolutely. Barry Goldwater hit the nail on the head in 1979 with that book, and he nailed the Trilateral Commission for what they were, and said that they intended to take over the government of this country, and if they could, the entire world.
And they've pretty well done it, ladies and gentlemen. Now they can doubt they're destroying the economy of the world, bringing down governments all throughout the world. But as Henry Kissinger, you know, who has been around since the beginning of the Trilateral Commission, said in his recent article of the International Herald Tribune, the 12th of January, pull it down, this is a chance for a new world order.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Another untold story that you had not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
How now thinketh a cow? Cowboy Sam knows quite well. Knows how to keep her in the pasture fence he fixed, like in the movie Matrix. This is a cow tale we tell. Once upon a time, the Goyim cattle chattel were a-grazing, and one old cow got to thinking. What if we're not free, said she, looking at the fence just beyond the tree. But the sister cows all mooed in harmony, the milking cow make-believe melody. I'm proud to be a cow, where at least I know I'm free. Moo! And I proudly stand up to be milked willingly. But what if we're not, said she, still looking at the fence beyond the tree. What if we are fenced in our land and are only made to believe we freely stand? And what if our sweet servant Sam isn't our uncle, but a mean master man. What if our calves are not ours, and he plans to come take them some day and hour? How, thought they, could she dare so speak of him who tended to the herd's health, safety, and welfare? He who put up the fence to keep them safe. But the concerned cow said, maybe he secretly eats steaks, and us he doesn't love but hates. What if he's not our servant, and we're all slaves, who are only here to produce meat and milk as we graze? What if we are in a matrix or mutrix, completely fooled? That idea the cows boo-hooed and moo-mooed. Cough up your cud and chew, they cried. Be content and calm and stop getting such silly ideas from anotheruntoldstory.com.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. Anotheruntoldstory.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Patrick Wood. And shouldn't he? I want Patrick to get out his website. And then he has another service he's offering now, already telling people his view on things. Geostrategic Studies. That's not quite the right name, but I'll let him give you the exact right name and tell you how to get in touch with his material. His material on his website is great. And then he has another material which he makes available. Pick up the story, Patrick.
Sure, Dr. Stan. My primary website for information on the Trilateral Commission and globalization and so on is the August Review, and that's augustreview.com. That site is free. Everybody should go there and bone up on what these people have been doing for the last 35 years. There's more documentation there, I believe, than anywhere else on the Internet today in one place. And most of it is, or it's just all of it, is based on the stuff that we started back in the late 70s, and I've just brought it forward since Tony's passing in 2002.
Don't you actually have your Trilateralists over Washington books up there?
I do. Anybody that signs up for our emailing list can get a free copy of the Volume 1 of Trilaterals Over Washington that was written in 1978. It's an invaluable source today. I can't imagine how many of these we've distributed in the last year. But it's very popular, and I decided just to give it away because the information, well, not that it's old, it's very important today to understand what's going on. My second site is a premium site called geostrategictrends.com. That's just one word, of course, for the website address, Geostrategic Trends. And the idea is to offer a view into the future as to what important trends are building, what's going on with the various financial markets, the stock markets, the bond markets, and so on. My original background, as you know, was in the financial world, I'm just using that to try and help people stay out of harm's way. Everybody asks me, Dr. Stan, well, what can we do to not get steamrolled by this thing? And honestly, nobody has all the answers, and I think everybody's going to get hurt before this is done. I don't think anybody's going to be unscathed. But in fact, there are many things that we can still do financially, emotionally, mentally, to prepare ourselves for tougher times ahead.
And I think you're absolutely right.
It's still not too late.
Richard Russell, who's one of the deans of stock market analysis, he's been around ever since I can remember, and that was 46 years ago when I got started. Richard Russell was an expert then. But Richard Russell recently said something I think we should all consider. He said, he who loses least, is the winner. He who loses the least is a winner, because we're all going to lose in one way or another before this is over. You might as well make your mind up to it, but you want to lose as little as you possibly can. And of course, you're going to have to learn to become totally dependent upon the Lord. But we'd be very, very foolish not to make the preparations now for ourselves and our families and to help those others who really do need help. But you pick up the story.
That's right. And there's so many things, Dr. Stan, that a lot of things, of course, have to do with money, with your 401k plan, if you have stocks or investments or whatever. There's lots of things that that you can do to preserve wealth at this point. But there's even more things that are facing us. Like today, there was a study released that said 84% of all cities in our country are having financial chaos or trouble right now. And counties are in the same position. State governments are in the same position. California is virtually out of cash another couple months. There's going to be tremendous upheaval in our social structure in America before this year is over. I'm absolutely certain of it. There's no way that things are going to turn around, that the cities and the counties and the lower-level governments are going to be able to refuel themselves monetarily to pick up social services. So you'll see all kinds of services be dropped in cities around the country, and these are services that put people on edge when they're not there. Things like garbage collection and police and fire and the critical things that we assume are always going to be there, medical facilities. We're facing some real crises within cities and especially in inner cities around the country. And there's a lot of things that people could do now to prepare for that, whether it be, stocking up maybe on some food or some other types of supplies, planning an exit route from the city. If they have opportunity to get to another place, to live in another place, now is still not a bad time to move. But these kinds of trends have been identified for months now, Dr. Stan. It's not that the news is just coming out now to the people. But anybody that looked behind the scenes, that were reading the studies generated by the people that crank out the statistics, the handwriting was on the wall months ago. And this is the kind of information that I want to get out to people with geostrategictrends.com.
Amen.
It's easy to find and easy to see if you know where to go, but it needs to be interpreted. And honestly, I feel like I could write most of these headlines at least a couple of months in advance. And that's no crystal ball. That's just looking at the data before the talking heads get a hold of it and actually put it in the newspaper.
Well, how would
that
people...
little bit of advance notice can be extremely helpful to people.
How would people get in touch with you if they want to join your strategic trends?
Everybody that goes to geostrategictrends.com and signs up for a monthly subscription automatically receives a free 30-day trial. And, no obligations. If they want to drop away from it 30 days, they can. But in the meantime, in those 30 days, they'll have complete access to all the material on my website. And I'm generating a fairly lengthy strategic analysis three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm just putting the caps on the one today after the show. I'll be posting it within 15 or 20 minutes. And, people can have access to all my previous updates and all the updates that I put out during the course of the month that they have a free trial.
All right, fine. Do you have a telephone number? They have to go there directly on the Internet.
Well, actually, the best way to get me, Dr. Stan, is either go to augustreview.com or to geostrategictrends.com.
Okay,
and,
fine.
And there's a contact page on there. They can send an email to me. Real easily, and they can contact us. If they want to call, it's area code 208-712-0170.
All right,
to talk to them too.
All right, fine. You probably get Sherry there, Pat's wife. Well, anyway, because the thing is that things seem to be going from bad to worse. I mean, we find out, so many of the car companies are having a real disastrous situation. Car dealerships are closing down across the country. Of course, nobody ever mentions that GM's demanding more money. They're going to go down. But, they're building their plants in communist China. They're building their plants in communist Russia. They're building their clamps in their new plants down there in Brazil. And, of course, what the whole thing is we're going to finance it as they move American industries offshore. And
that's right.
We can justify it. And the Congress will give them the money because, my goodness, if they don't, well, we're going to lose General Motors. We're going to already lost General Motors. They're already making their plans to move out of the country. But they can't tell the American people are going to have to put up the money to give General Motors the money so they can build their plants overseas.
That's right. General Motors can't possibly recover in the United States at this point. If you just look at it again from a very common sense point of view, every time a dealership closes in the country, the sales that that dealership otherwise would have made are lost. You cannot recreate a sales, you know, a dealership, a car dealership, just by snapping your fingers and saying, poof, it's back on the street again. It takes years to build an auto dealership. And so as the infrastructure for General Motors to sell cars disappears, even if the economy recovers, let's say it miraculously recovered in 12 months, and people started buying cars again, where are they going to go to buy cars, you see? Well, so you mean if they can't buy the cars, General Motors can't sell them. And if they can't sell them, that means they won't make them, and at least they won't make them here. So most of the bailout money, or I should almost any of the bailout money going to General Motors right now to keep them alive, will only serve to finance their overseas operations. It will do nothing to put money ultimately in the pockets of Americans by creating new jobs or just maintaining jobs here in America. But they've already shut down the factories.
Isn't it interesting that nobody tells the American people that? It's almost as if there's a conspiracy of silence to keep the American people from realizing that GM is shifting all of its production offshore. We'll be back in just a moment with Patrick Wood to finish up here at Genesis.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we find out that one of our major banks, that's getting a lot of money from the government, was going to have this, you know, multi-million dollar vacation there in Las Vegas when there was a cry. Why, of course, they were going to be there for 4 or 5 days at the most expensive hotel, lots of people there. And this is all on taxpayers' dollars. This is what AIG, you have to understand, the elite have no concept of right and wrong. We know that the American Investment Group, AIG, certainly once the government was picking up the tab, they were sending their people off to golfing, you know, $500,000, you know, for the weekend for a few of the executives. Certainly, Citigroup was going to get their $50 million corporate jet. Well, they had to cancel it when there was an outcry. But you would think that there would be some sense of responsibility, but you see, these people don't believe in responsibility. When you take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, should we be surprised that a generation later that our corporate executives have no sense of right and wrong? They're motivated by greed, and anything they get away with, they will, and we give them multi-million dollar bonuses. And we're paying for it, ladies and gentlemen. They say, well, we have to pay these bonuses to get good people. Well, if they got good people, then why did the corporations on the verge of bankruptcy, they had to be bailed out by the taxpayers? And why are we bailing them out anyway, Patrick? Why don't we just let them collapse? Certainly, if you and I made serious errors, why we would go into bankruptcy? Why don't we let them go into bankruptcy? And we're going to have difficult times, but I don't see that if we continue bailing them out, we're going to solve the problem, because, of course, they're never going to act responsibly.
We certainly should let them go into bankruptcy, but the reason that they're not allowed to do that is because, again, the global elitists who are controlling our government will not let it happen. Timothy Geithner, for instance, won't let that happen. From a business point of view, the United States Treasury is a great source of cash for them, and as long as they can continue to suck money out of the Treasury. And I call it subversion, actually. As long as they can subvert or divert money from our treasury into their pockets, it's a good business decision for them. And they'll continue to do that. I mean, the only reason that the car makers showed up in Washington to beg for money, they flew in on the, private corporate jets. The only reason they were there to beg for money is that they thought they could get some.
Right.
It had nothing to do with purient interest of saving jobs in America. The only reason they showed up is they figured, well, hey, if we get $10 billion, is that worth the trip? Of course, the answer is yes. To them, it is. But these lobbyists have had control of this funnel of money for so long that even the Congress can't break them out of it. They continue to exercise their domination and funnel money into their pockets.
Well, but how long can the government continue printing paper money? I mean, they've almost doubled the monetary base here in the last, 4 or 5 months. How long could they continue doing that? Because, of course, the latest bailout is only a step along. They're going to have to come up with trillions of dollars more to bail this thing out. And still, it's not going to bail it out, but they're going to keep creating money and creating money and creating money. What's going to happen to our society?
The end of this, Dr. Stan, I believe, is going to be more like a sonic boom than a whimper. And what we're headed toward, as the global money credit bubble continues to deflate, eventually it's going to hit the ground. And when it does, it's going to make a very, very loud noise, and it's not going to bounce very well either. And by what I mean by the global credit bubble, it's estimated that as much as $143 trillion are involved in the so-called derivatives market that basically makes bets on the condition of money and investments and stuff around the world. This is a leverage that's so far beyond reality, it's just laughable. But nevertheless, this structure has been created, and this is what's collapsing around the world and causing the pain. You could throw $2 or $3 billion at a $143 trillion problem, and think you're attacking it effectively. But anybody with a brain is going to say that's a drop in the bucket compared to that's less than 2% of the whole problem in the world. Can't possibly stop it. But from their point of view, like I said, getting any money into their pockets is better than no money at all, and the rest of their business positions are going poorly. So why not hit the American government up, who obviously appears to be very spookable and very manipulatable? You remember that Henry Paulson approached the Senate and said, if you don't give me the $750 billion, the economy is going to crash in 3 days. That was the extortion that was delivered to our Congress. Well, President Obama is doing the exact same thing today with the stimulus package. If you don't give me the stimulus package, we're going to be in a depression next week. And it's absolutely ridiculous. It's a bluff. It's a bluster, to scare our legislators into giving them money. And if they had a brain in their head, they would just say, there's the door. Get lost. That's what they ought to say to them. But, they're using the same tactics. It's like, pay up or you're going to die. If you were in New York in extortion business, or Chicago, even better, and you went to a store owner and said, look, you pay me $1,000 a week and your store won't get attacked and burned. I don't see any difference, actually, in what's going on with these people right now in Washington.
Only the people in the mafia in Chicago were pikers next to the bankers who are running this whole thing. Hey, we're out of time. Patrick, God bless you. Thanks very much. We'll look forward to having you again with us sometime
real soon. Thank you, Dr. Sam.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Patrick Wood. I hope you enjoy. Patrick, I really enjoy having him on the line here with us. You know, he's certainly been around a long time and certainly, in my estimation, the world's leading expert on the Trilateral Commission. You want to go to his website, August Review, August Review, and certainly get the information. Certainly, you can Google in his name, Patrick Wood, and his Geostrategic Trends is a very interesting site as well. Well, let me, at this time, to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we certainly look forward to your help if you're in a position to help us so we can maintain our network of over 60 outlets every single week. And at least all across America, in small stations and really in some of the largest ones in America, why people are hearing the truth for the first time. Then, of course, we want to mention that telephone number to call if you'd like to help, you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our newsletter, get one of our catalogs, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we would point out that if you have not laid in a supply of long-term storage foods, we work with Ready Reserve Foods, and you get them through us at the same price. You get them through Ready Reserve. David Sibley is a personal friend of ours. So you'll get it at the wholesale prices through Radio Liberty. And if you'd like a catalog, fine, go up to our website. You can get information. That's radioliberty.com, or just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And ask for a catalog. If you have a catalog, don't put it off, because we just don't know what the future holds. If you'd like to get the Berkey water filters, we actually have those. We think they're excellent to have. Or the sport bottles and the other Berkey products, the water filters. And then, of course, you should have a supply of health products on hand, the vitamin D and vitamin C, and the other products that you need. And then Garden in a Can is an excellent product. They're advertising with us. We encourage you to think about getting it. It's a convenient way, of course, since it is in a can, it'll last a lot longer, and you want to have those seeds on hand for a good long while. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you want to get the great new DVD we have, The Eye of the Phoenix, the story of the emblem on the back of the dollar bill and the president who put it there. His name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the same president who began to pack the Supreme Court with masons, people who belonged to a secret society who worship a different god. And that's, of course, why they had to get the Christian God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, to destroy the faith of our people. And which started with Franklin Roosevelt, who put the occult emblem on the back of the dollar bill. He was deeply involved in the occult. We don't talk about that. They don't want you to know how many of our presidents have been involved in the occult. And, of course, I remember Hillary Clinton. When she was in the White House, why, she brought a medium in to conjure up spirits there of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi. This is not make-believe. When certainly Ronald Reagan was in the White House, his wife was going to the astrologer on a regular basis. Her name was Joan Quigley. She wrote a book about Ronald Reagan and his dedication to astrology, but nobody's going to tell you about the occult forces and the secret societies out there. Go to LuciusTrust.org and learn about who's really running the world. LuciusTrust.org. And then our number, 1-800-544-8927. And please pray for Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone,